Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's the Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9. Thank you so much for listening. Today, some people call it January 7th, 2021. I like to call it December 38th, 2020, because clearly after yesterday, we're still in the craziness. So, everybody has... I mean, we all know ignorant people and we know naive people. Now, if you don't know the difference between ignorant and naive, I'm going to break it down for you right now. Ignorant is somebody who just like... they believe what they believe, even when presented facts showing that what they believe is wrong. Doesn't matter. It's right because I believe it. Aliens don't exist. Why? Well, I haven't seen one. An alien hasn't come to my front door, so clearly they do not exist. That's ignorance. Naive is... well, you know what? Let me just introduce you to a naive person. Let me introduce you to our sports guy, Leroy.
Yo, so cool.
Because Leroy, this is different. Like, ignorant, you get mad at ignorant people. Naive people, you go almost, you feel sorry, and sometimes you go like, oh, that's so cute, like what they say. And Leroy, we were talking about what happened yesterday at the Capitol building, and, you know, how basically the president incited that whole thing. He literally got on a podium and was like, well, actually, sorry, let me take this back. Before he got on the podium and basically told everyone to do that, for weeks and he's been tweeting about how yesterday was going to be.
4 years.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's for the past 4 years.
Right.
He said, don't forget about January 26, 2021.
Right.
But anyway, so, you know, he incited this. Things are going crazy. Biden comes out and he's like, yo, you got to stop this. This is ridiculous. Trump, you need to say something. So then they said, well, the president has recorded a message and we will be releasing it very soon. And he released the message where, don't quote me on this, but basically the tone of the message, which was supposed to be stop this craziness, was, listen, what you're doing is right because they're cheating us and I believe in you and I love you and what they're doing is wrong and they deserve this, but you should probably go home. That was what he said.
Just kept lying.
Yeah, just kept lying. So the funny part about that whole thing is Leroy, until he heard that, Leroy, can you say what you told us off air?
I was hoping that President Trump would come out and do the right thing and say the right thing and pretty much just be like, look, fall back. And
my brother,
you had
hope and Trump in the same sentence.
Yeah, because not only were there people getting hurt, but there were also people who follow him that were getting hurt, and there was a potential for them to get hurt.
One of them got killed. Right, more than one.
Do you think he cares about those people? Really? Do you think he cares about them?
I really was holding on to this little bit of hope that he would just see it. He's sitting in the White House looking at the television and saying, All right, this has gone too far.
He's cheering it on. That this is what he wanted.
Wow.
This is exactly what he wanted.
Leroy, I expect better from you. I really do. Come on.
Leroy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If let's say you're in the studio and I walk in and just walk up to you and kick you in the nuts and then walk out, right?
Right.
So then 5 minutes later, I walk in the studio and I kick you in the nuts and walk back out.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes after that, I walk in the studio and kick you in the nuts and walk back out. Let's say I do that 9 times, okay?
Yeah.
And you know I'm coming in five minutes later. Are you saying to yourself, you know what?
He's gonna do the right thing.
He's gonna bring me ice.
Oh my
is that
God.
What you're saying?
I wouldn't think you're going to do something different. I'm just saying yesterday's circumstances were extremely... we hadn't seen anything like that, in my opinion.
Ever.
So I thought this once in a lifetime extreme scenario would cause this extreme person to say, wait a minute, I think we've crossed the line. That's all I'm saying. But I'm wrong.
Man.
I'm wrong.
Yes,
again.
You are.
Keep hope alive, Leroy. Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
I want the Rainbow Coalition.
Hey, Leroy, I take back what I said earlier. I'm sure January 20th will be a smooth transition to the Biden administration.
I hope
it'll
so.
Be, Trump's going to shake his hand. He's going to show him around the White House. No. He's going to hug him. He's going to give him a gift. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm not that naive, but I do hope, I am holding on to hope that the 20th will go on with
that. They better take Biden in a bathroom somewhere, swear him in, and let's keep it moving.
Wow.
Seriously. Oh, man.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.